Welcome to Tom Green's Poddy McPodcast, the best of Tom Green in the morning.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to the podcast! Yeah. Oh, sit yourself down, take off your pants, and let's have another great podcast together, shall we? Oh, and as always, thank you so much for downloading this audio. Hope you're well. How are you, Producer Louis?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy.
I was thinking, actually, when I was driving home back to where I live, we need to go with a different name than Producer Louis.
I was thinking, I don't know if this would work for me, but for a producer, no one's ever gone, let's say he's called Matt, no one's ever gone, Matt the producer, and that's his name.
Matt the producer?
Yeah. This is Matt the producer.
Hello. This is not a word, that, is it?
Louis the producer.
So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. How are you, Louis the producer?
Louis the producer, how are you? That works.
Louis the producer, how are you? Yeah, you just have to change your way you're constructing sentences, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I felt it was a bit different.
It is good, actually, that. It is good to have something different.
Sophie the producer.
Hmm. Probably not for the podcast, this discussion, is it? This seems like a more of a, you know...
To be honest, I don't think it's that much of an issue anyway, mate.
No, to be fair, not really. Also, just a church notice at this point. The day we do the podcast is changing. And by changing, I mean it's already changed.
It looks like it has.
Welcome to the podcast getting recorded on a Monday now.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There's no real reason.
Is it because we got real lazy towards the end of the week and we feel better to do it on a Monday?
I don't feel lazy.
You not?
Do you feel lazy?
On a Friday? I'm almost bloody horizontal on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm goners.
I'm happy to do it on a Friday.
No, I'm not. So that's that. We've really got down to the reason there, actually. I'm no longer happy to do it on a Friday, so we're now doing it on a Monday. So welcome to the new sound podcast.
I think what's happened...
new for 2017.
I think what's happened over the last couple of weeks is that Fridays have been very busy, which means the actual links, like, we don't know what we're talking about, because they're not going to be ready till the afternoon on a Friday.
I got a list of some of the great content you're going to get on this podcast, my friend.
Have, yeah.
So this is the kind of, this is what Monday gives you.
Yeah.
Slightly more prepared mentality.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, I've not actually.
I've got the list.
Oh, you got the list. Go.
We've got Matt Terry.
From X Factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there about that.
That's exciting.
Okay. Not really, but...
It is. We mould things.
Now, that's exciting. We went upstairs to the office and grabbed some stuff from people's desk, then brought it down to the studio and mould it on the show to make it more Christmassy, like mould wine.
Yeah.
It's better than Matt Terry.
You're wrong, mate. Anyway, we also got a bit of an issue with your rugby playing. Laura came on, took umbrage with it all.
Oh, she did, yeah. Also, umbrage is a funny word, isn't it? I feel like umbrage sounds like a stop on the tube.
Ah, next stop.
Umbrage. It does, doesn't it?
Oh, I'd love to be a train announcer, wouldn't you?
It would be good, actually.
We could double head it.
What, and be one of those ones that actually brings a bit of banter to the train experience?
Can you imagine?
Do you want to try and recreate it? We've got any train sound effects. This baby... Oh, here we go. Here's some train.
I see what you did
see
there.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did.
Hey, Soul Sister, here's some of the podcast, you old jokers. Hey, comedy.
Hey, it's Laura. I was wondering how the dog pee's going, Tom.
Ah, Laura, thank you very much for calling. You came on the show a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
This was when I first said I was going to start playing rugby.
Yes. How is it?
Do you know what? I'm glad you've come back on.
So am I.
So basically, a couple of weeks ago, I started playing rugby for a rugby team on a Thursday, right? And I was all very confident about how good I was going to be. And can I just confess something now, by the way?
Laura, they've hit me.
They've not taken me off the bench yet.
I would really like to sound surprised for
you. Hey!
You're just going to training and not playing then?
Well, basically, I go to training on a Thursday and I get fully involved, fully engaged, gum shield in, one of the lads. Then come Saturday when the game comes round, I'm just there, I'm running on with the water, running off with the water, you know, someone falls over, I'm over with the medic kit. I feel like I'm running admin for the team.
Well, like, I know that's not great, but actually, did you see across in the States, like, their water boys make so much money. So, like, just saying. back
right.
up here.
So, Tom, being rubbish at rugby is actually a business opportunity for you.
This is actually not a bad shout. So you're saying I could go full time water boy at rugby and make some money from it.
For NFL, so you've got to aim high. But 50,000 and you're out.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sit back. You just ask me some rugby questions and I'll give you the TG answers.
Okay, so have you been tackled yet?
Yes, it didn't hurt at the time, but then the next day I literally couldn't move. Some guy.
Have you tackled anyone?
Well, on the first game, I went to go for a tackle, and put it this way, he went left and I went very significantly right. And then I got pulled aside by the coach, who went, "Tom, you need to aim for their hips." So I got slightly better after that.
Okay, and do you know the rules yet?
That is the problem. The rules. This is the thing. I find myself getting shouted at quite a lot by other members of the team because I often end up way ahead of the line. So there's the line of where I'm supposed to be, and I'm at least 5 yards ahead of that because it's nearer the goal. That's my thoughts. Oh, I'm nearer the goal. I'm nearer the other team.
I would love to see this.
Do you know what? Next time I go, I'll try and get a little undercover video for you. I mean, I'll get my best short shorts on.
Can't wait.
I'll get a nice little tight top, and I'll video me tackling, all right?
I can't wait.
They call me Johnny Wilkinson. No one's called me that. Have an amazing day.
And you.
Thanks, babe. Bye.
Hi.
An ode is where you passionately describe something.
Is that right?
I don't know. I did an ode to Louis Walsh on the show last week and it went down an absolute storm. So I think odes are now going to become a big part of this show. We're going to be your more ode radio show.
If I told Calvin Harris that we did odes on this show, I'm not so sure he'd be keen on
coming
on.
He would love it. Sit yourself down. I'm sorry, I need to get my ode mindset.
What's the ode on today?
The ode? Great question. Today's ode is dedicated to when you eat the leftover cold takeaway in bed on a Sunday. Finally, an ode for something good.
Yeah, that's highly debatable.
Colt, shut up. No, shut up. Not when the ode's on. Not when the ode's on.
Go on.
Cold takeaway, it's simple. I love you. There's no Sunday food I'd rather at you. Curry and rice. Poppadom 5 Spice. It's hard to put a price on a dish quite as nice. Your girlfriend or boyfriend, because this is a non-gender specific ode, may complain. They may even ask you to refrain. But from this ode it is clear, I just don't want to hear, because no food comes as near to a lambooner to humour in bed at I hold near.
That was mental. What?
Just take it in.
Tom Green's Poddy McPodcast. The best of Tom Green in the morning.
Oh, there's another really good bit of podcast. Did you enjoy that? Did you like that?
I enjoyed that, man.
I enjoyed it as well, actually. And something else that I really enjoyed this week, which you'll find out more about on next week's podcast. What's wrong with my talking today?
I don't know.
Next week podcast.
Yeah, but what is it?
The pug party, which I hosted on the weekend.
Good grief.
So, you know, we do a lot of stuff with pugs on this show, regularly getting pugs in. Well, I felt bad, basically, because the charity we use is called Pugmania, and they wanted me to host an event, and I've been invited to quite a few. Mm. I've always forgot.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I feel I had to go down and get involved, and I did. So I went down to the Christmas pork party.
But it was a great event, wasn't it?
It was a really good event. It was really fun. It was amazing. All the pugs were there. I was actually in heaven for most of the thing.
Yeah.
Like, literally holding pugs. Everyone come over. Tom, look at my pug. And then we had loads of nice food, and it was great. It was chaos in terms of the amount of pugs.
Yeah.
But it was excellent. So thank you for Pugmania for inviting me down. But one of my favourite things was one of the organisers of the event, who will leave anonymous.
Sure.
There was a pug dress-up competition where you dressed your pug up and someone had to decide, you know, I had to decide whose was the best dressed pug.
Yeah.
Out of six, randomly. So I picked five.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to pick one more. And the organiser went, no, don't worry, there's another pug on here that's already been picked.
Right.
I was like, oh, obviously you found another really good pug that didn't have time to get on stage, fine, whatever. So I'm going through the pugs. First pug was the Elvis pug.
Yeah.
Dressed up as Elvis pug. Yeah. Great. Second pug went to the one with glasses, Dame Edna.
Yes.
The Dame Edna pug.
Another good pug.
And all of a sudden, the third pug went to a pug I hadn't even seen that day. You know whose pug that was?
The organisers.
The organisers pug.
Yeah.
She'd handed third to her own pug.
Well,
I got no say in this at all.
If anything, though, I do agree with her judgment.
That's not the point, is it, though? That's not the point. I agree that her pug was good, but it seems unfair that I didn't get to say that.
Well, she's taken that decision off you.
Yeah, it's a little bit like when my granny worked for the local council in Preston for a very short period of time, and there was a bring your animal fair down, and my very average rabbit came first. There were some really impressive animals down there, yet my rabbit managed to come first in it. So thank you very much for swinging that in my favour, granny. Anyway, should we get some more of the podcast?
Let's do it.
Here it is, your mother.
Hello.
Hi. Remember, this is an undercover mission spreading Christmas joy.
Mm.
You are the anti-Grinch.
Yes.
You are Will Ferrell's elf.
Mm.
Think that.
The thing with the computers in the office is they have the tower units, so you have to go underneath the desk, unplug the lead,
yeah,
and then take the keyboard down.
Right.
That's the process here.
So you've got to go underneath their legs to remove the keyboard.
It does look like that's the case.
I just want to reiterate, as I'm contractually obliged to do, that last time you did that, HR got involved, and I don't want that happening again.
No, you're wrong. That was an office rumour. Nothing happened.
Not what I've heard on the intranet.
No, it's a myth.
Right,
okay,
fine.
Okay, I'm going to go for Ellen.
Who?
I'm going to go for Ellen.
Go over to her. Take her keyboard. Louis?
Ellen, I'm just going to unplug this. Okay. And I'm going to take it downstairs and I'm going to mull it. Can you just move your legs so I can get it underneath your desk?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, mulled wine?
Yeah.
And it's nice and spicy and very Christmassy. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm going to do with the keyboard. I'm going to put it in wine and make it nice and spicy and more Christmassy.
Are you now under her desk?
Yeah,
that's correct.
You've got to be very careful here, Louis. HR and all that.
Yeah. Cool, okay. So I'm going to take that downstairs and make it more Christmassy for you now.
Oh, great.
Okay, thanks, Ellen. Have a good day.
Tell her it's mull time.
It's mull time.
Baby. Right, come down with the keyboard. It's going to be the first ever keyboard mulling on the radio. We are about to do the first ever, the inaugural keyboard mulling on the radio. Producer Louis, I sent you upstairs to the office, correct?
Got the keyboard.
And you've got Ellen's keyboard.
Yep.
She was remarkably okay with this.
My issue is we've angered station management.
Fine. I'm okay with that because we're doing it for a good reason. We're spreading Christmas joy, my friend.
Okay, shall we just do it before anyone comes down? Okay.
Stick her in.
The keyboard is now mulling.
That's a good sound, isn't it?
That keyboard is going to type so many Christmassy things now.
It does feel festive in here now all of a sudden.
Definitely does.
I've never seen a festive keyboard before.
Tossie's here.
Ah! Good morning, Ellen! How are you?
Clearly you don't think I do any work.
Good to see you, you're all right.
Yeah.
Now, if you walk over to the back of the studio, Ellen, what you'll see is your keyboard just mulling away.
Oh, it smells like damp in here.
Hey!
Oh, nice.
That's my musty smell.
It's gross, that.
Just quickly, Ellen, this mulling process must be an exciting prospect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thrilled that I've been chosen.
I reckon the process from here on in, Ellen, is that will take a couple of hours now.
Oh, we're not going to rush this process.
And then we'll return it to you this afternoon so you can get back to work.
Oh, that sounds good. So I've got like the rest of the afternoon or mid-morning off.
I have no authority but take it completely off.
Yeah, I will do.
Have a lovely day.
Have a wonderful day.
You've been mulled.
Excellent.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. I think that's a success.
I think she... Yeah, let's do another one.
Let's mull some more!
I've got my driving test in the morning.
Oh, Naomi, is that...
Tomorrow morning.
Is that this morning or tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow tomorrow morning.
Oh no, how are you feeling?
Really, really nervous. Like, I didn't even sleep last night, and it's not even today.
You're not even near yet, and you're not sleeping.
I know.
Talk me through a 3-point turn.
Okay. So, you start on the left side of the road. Well, I have.
Jesus. Right, we're starting on the left side of the road. That's very basic.
And then you put it into first gear. You look all around.
Yes.
And then move, put it on full lock as you move.
Mm.
And move to the other side of the road. Then stop the car before you hit the curb, obviously.
Yeah.
And then put it into reverse.
Yeah.
Look on both sides. Make sure it's all right to reverse back.
Yeah.
Then start your reversing back.
Yeah.
Look over your right shoulder to watch for the curb line coming in.
Yeah.
When you see it, stop the car, make sure it's all right to go, put it into first, and off you go.
That sounds pretty much bang on, actually.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that sounds good. Or just do what I do, which is just put full lock on, don't look around, and just put your foot down. You can kind of get the back end to swing out as you go around the corner. And you don't actually need to do any... It's a 1-point turn, really. It's quicker.
Yeah.
Get the back end, and you just... like that. It's fine.
Don't do that.
Do that and say, I'm a mother freaking rock star as you go around. That's what I'd suggest.
I'll do that after I pass.
Thank you. Will you let us know how it goes tomorrow?
I will.
Thanks, babe.
Okay, bye. Morning, Tom.
Morning. How are we?
All right.
So for people that don't know, you came on the show, what, like 2 days ago now, because you were very, very close to your driving test.
Yeah.
And it was yesterday.
It was.
So talk me through, you know, from the moment waking up to the moment you got out of the car at the end of the driving test. What happened?
Well, I got up. I was really nervous.
Yeah.
I got picked up at 7:10 for an hour test, like a hour's lesson beforehand. That went all right. I wouldn't say it was faultless. I was approaching junctions and roundabouts too quick and indicating too soon.
Right.
Then I didn't indicate at all at one point.
That's good. So then you got to the test.
My examiner's name was Bob. Yeah, I just add.
Shout out to Bob this morning.
And then we went on my test. It lasted about 40 minutes.
Right.
I actually stalled during my test at the junction.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's positive.
I handled it well, though.
So you didn't just scream and take your top off?
No, I didn't.
That's what I did on my test.
Damn it. Might be worse, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Then I could see him out the corner of my eye writing things down on his little sheet. I was like, oh, God.
What are you doing, Bob?
I know. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And then my manoeuvre that I got asked to do with my left reverse. And, well, I've been really bad at my left reverse, but it went okay. I was a little wide, but I didn't clip a curb, so it was all good.
That's good, isn't it?
And then we drove back to the test centre, and he asked me to park up.
Right.
Well, that didn't go too well. I parked in between two bays.
Slap bang in the middle.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I guess the question is,
mm-hmm.
Is it a pass or is it a fail?
Well, Tom, I can only say that I went in Blooming Park.
Yes, Naomi! Congratulations! You're on the road, babe!
I know!
Oh, what a start to the weekend!
Oh, it's great!
Whatever you do, don't blooming crash now!
Yeah.
Have an amazing day.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Bye!
Oh, wasn't that a really good bit of the show this week? I love that. Welcome back to the pre-recorded podcast section, friends. And I wanted to just to talk to you through my my annual pub crawl that I went on with the boys this weekend. We do one every single year. It's kind of like the classic 12 pubs of Christmas thing, where everyone goes back from uni or work or whatever, back to the hometown and goes out. And 9 was this weekend. And it was everyone got a different country to dress up as.
Sure.
At Colombia. So where's Pablo Escobar?
Of course.
Classic. Anyway, I'm from Preston, and the most Preston thing happened ever.
Right.
We were in a pub, right? And the pub was so ramshackled and so in need of investment that it was raining in the pub.
Wow.
Not even a little bit of rain. Not like there's a drip over there.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bit of the pub you walk through where you got wet because it was raining.
Right.
Raining outside and raining inside.
That needs a bit of roof work, doesn't it?
Don't you think that's mental?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Not like there's a drip over there in the corner. Like, you may as well keep your umbrella up in here because it's also raining inside.
Well, what also is interesting is that you chose to go in there.
It's part of the pub crawl. It's the route. We have to go in.
So you have to go in.
Yeah, it's the Irish bar. Also, a guy in there was so drunk and so impressed with my Pablo Escobar costume, he came over to me, dropped his pants and got his...
Why?
Just because he was so impressed.
That's not what you do when you're impressed.
No.
Is it?
In the middle of the pub, not in the bathroom.
I don't like the sound of this place. I don't like the sound
dropped,
of it.
He dropped him down and went, I enjoy it.
I'm out. I'm not investing in that.
You're not investing in the pub?
No.
It needs your money, mate. It's raining indoors. Jesus.
No.
Here's some more of the podcast.
Musings and moments from our beloved Queen Bey, Kylie Jenner.
Right, it's time to do the Gospel with Kylie Jenner, also referred to as the Kylie Bible, also referred to as the Kybel. This is just going through Kylie Jenner interviews and finding the most profound and deep and thought-provoking moment. And we just thought we'd give you amusing to take into the weekend, really.
Absolutely.
Something to reflect on. Mm. So just take a second to listen to this great moment and just see what it means in your life.
I think contouring and lip liner definitely changed my life.
It's a profound one, that, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it means that for her, but what does it mean for you? What does it mean for you? In fact, don't think about it. Just think about it.
Oh.
Don't rush your answer.
Tom Green's Poddy McPodcast. Catch Tom weekdays from 7 a.m. on The Hits.
And Ellie was my, Joe Ellie, my girlfriend. I think we're all aware of Ellie. It was her birthday this weekend. So I did load. Do you know what? Major boyfriend points, actually. I don't want to brag. But I smashed it. I absolutely smashed
did
it.
You?
I got a little tiny bar and some speakers. And I thought what was really good, though, is girls, please weigh on this, whether this is something you would like at The Hits Official. But I decided instead of buying a cake, we'd make a cake together.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
A little romantic thing in the kitchen. Oh, you got flour on your face. I got flour on my face. That kind of thing, right?
Sure.
And in my head, this should be all absolutely fine. But all the ingredients, I went to the shop. I got some weighing scales. I got some baking stuff, all fine. Guys, it's really blooming hard to make a cake that works.
It's not really, though, is it?
I don't know what went wrong, right? So I'm not saying the cake has gone really wrong, but it was supposed to take 25 minutes in the oven. My cake took an hour and 15 to cook. I don't know why.
You don't need to put it in for that long.
I don't know why. So apparently the issue has been I use plain flour and not self-raising flour.
Fine.
Like, honestly, if you threw this cake at a burglar, it'd knock the guy out.
Well, that's because you cooked it until it was a brick.
Do you know what? I've got a piece. I've got actually brought...
You put it in a kiln, not an oven.
I've got a piece. I brought a piece in this morning. Take a look at that bad boy. Here we go. Well, I'll post a photo of this on the Snapchat right now at The Hits Official if you want to see my work.
It is quite dense, but it's not too bad. It looks all right.
On the surface, it looks okay, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, don't open it. It gives off quite a smell. Have you got the cake in front of you?
Yeah.
I've brought it over to the producer, Louis Gingham.
Christ. Yeah.
Hold on. Do you want to just give it a try, mate?
Yeah.
Give it a proper bite.
No, it's not too bad.
Don't you think it tastes a little bit chewy? I don't understand why the cake's chewy.
Mm. Yeah, it has elements of being like a cookie.
Right, yes. So this is the thing. I think basically you're supposed to cook it for 20 minutes, but I did it for an hour and 15, actually. And it's ended up tasting a little bit like a brownie cake as opposed to a cake.
That's what you've done. You've made a big brownie.
I don't understand how I've done that, though.
I don't know. Maybe the fact you baked it for like 3 hours.
But it's still uncooked in the middle, isn't it?
I thought that was the creamy icing filling.
No, if you put it on the side, I swear the cake is a little bit undercooked.
Ah, there we are.
So you think it's okay?
I think you've made a brownie cake.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast at this point. I'm rating today's podcast 7 out of 10.
Okay.
In fact, 8 out of 10.
Really?
I have nothing to base that on.
Yeah.
But I just feel like... 7 or 8er.
It's about there.
It's about there, yeah. And here's what happened in a Diary of a Singleton.
The Diary of a Singleton. Tom Green in the morning.
Off you go, please.
Thursday. Dear Diary. After some careful consideration, I've decided to call things off with Winter Wonderland. He is a really nice guy, but
I don't think they're really working.
What?
And I don't want things to get awkward. He texted me asking if everything was okay, and I decided it was time to break the news.
Oh no.
I don't know how well that went down, but hopefully it'll be okay in the end. Friday. Dear Diary. Went out with the girls tonight to catch them up on the new Winter Wonderland revelation, as things defo got a little awkward in our last couple of texts today. A little way into the night, we'd certainly gotten into the single spirit and were all starving come 11 p.m. So we sent our friend Saf out to find some snacks. But only she would come back into the pub with a full-blown Indian takeaway for everyone. All I can say is hiding those onion bhajis from the bouncers was nearly as hard as those last few texts with Winter Wonderland. Now, Tom.
Yeah?
This entry may shock you a bit.
What? Hold on. There's still one more entry to go.
There's one more entry to go.
Round two, let's go.
Monday. Dear Diary. So, I messaged man from a few weeks ago may have made a reappearance.
Oh, what?
I know. Mr. Tom Green definitely pulled the ultimate Big Brother card and banned me from speaking to him after the failure of our first date.
I did.
I mean, he was the one that cancelled on me for a football match and never even went to the game. But we've been talking quite a lot over the last few weeks, and we've arranged to meet up this week.
I hate you.
No.
He said where we're going is a surprise, so I'm hoping it will be fun. P.S. Oh, please don't kill me.
O.M. Right, Missy.
I love you.
This. Why? Why is it always the nice guy comes last?
Because you're just too keen.
Oh, there's a guy that treats you horribly and doesn't take you on dates and bins you off for the football and you go back to him.
It's all the thrill of the chase, isn't it, really?
Oh, you are such a girl. Ah! This is everything I've had in my life over the last 22 years. When you're nice, you never get anything, but if you're horrible, you get exactly what you want.
No, horrible at first, then nice in the end.
He's not been nice to you!
He is! He's taken me out for a surprise date.
If he turns up.
Oh, Tom.
Oh. I am blooming furious this morning. You go, and I will see you next week.
Okay.
I'm actually hanging up on you now.
Wish me luck.
Shut up. I've hung up on her.
Wow, mate, that was shocking.
Tom Green's Poddy McPodcast. The best of Tom Green in the morning.
Right, good morning. Welcome to the show. Matt Terry, everybody!
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, good morning, good morning. How are we?
I'm great, man. I just can't believe this is happening.
It must feel a little bit weird right now.
So weird. It's just happened so fast and I'm just trying to soak it all up.
So I remember I was going through your Twitter actually earlier and I saw, do you know that those big notes you put out after you won?
Yeah.
You did so many shout-outs to so many different people. I loved it.
Oh, thanks, man. It's the whole team. We honestly are a massive family, from wardrobe to sound to makeup to hair to production to the researchers to contestants, dancers. It's just, honestly, it was the best experience of my life and I just loved it and met so many incredible people.
Now, Matt, man on man here.
Yes, sir.
Lad chat for yes, one sir. Second. Nicole Scherzinger.
Right.
Yeah, just quickly for a minute. Let's just forget about everything for a second. Because I'm a big fan. Have you got her digits? Got her number?
Yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What was the last thing you texted her?
I think I voice noted her this morning.
Oh, did you?
Oh, that's how we communicate. We do voice notes. We're a bit lazy at texting. I just said to her, boss, I can't believe we done it. It's insane. And then she just messaged back, babe, we done it. I'm off to do a shoot. I finish at midnight. I'll speak to you later. And that was it, really.
She's amazing, right?
She really is, man. She was there every step of the way. She's taught me everything she knows and passed on her knowledge. She's insane.
Are the boys pestering you on the WhatsApp group to like hook them up with her? Like, there must have been some big chat on the WhatsApp group, man. Please.
Of course they are. They just say, so one question about Nicole. And I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like, what's her number?
Yeah. Mate, it makes complete sense. Now, I've got a game that I'm like to call Time Hop Terry.
Wicked.
So basically, I've gone through your Twitter and I've found some tweets. And all you have to do is tell me, did you tweet this or did you not?
Okay. Perfect.
This is the life you led before show business, I like to think. So this is the first one. Simple yes or no.
Sure.
Sun, sun, sun. Washing, washing, washing. Hashtag fun.
Yes.
You did tweet that, right?
Yeah, I did.
30th of June 2015.
I was so wild back then.
That was a pretty crazy June day. There's also, did you tweet this? I can feel a cold coming on. ... Hashtag go away.
That sounds like a really boring tweet that I would have tweeted.
Again, another one from you. Another bit of good content. God. That was the 24th of September 2015.
Wow, I was obviously still wild.
Yes, still crazy. Time Hop Terry, everybody. There's also this one. Big Mac, get in my face. I love it.
Oh, I don't know. Did I write that? Big Mac. I'm going to say no.
You are right, you did say that, absolutely. Yay! No. Yay! You're doing actually unbelievable at this.
Thank you, man.
My favourite, though, would like to thank Mo for excellent customer service at Specsavers Bromley.
Do you know what?
Go on.
Mo is one of my friends, so I thought I'd do him a favour by tweeting him.
Hold on, so you didn't even go in Specsavers?
No, I did, I did. But they obviously didn't know that I knew him, so I thought I'd try and get him a bit of credit.
Just a bit of a corporate big up.
Yeah, man.
You know now, with all your Twitter followers, if you put out there now, he's going to be running Specsavers by Christmas.
Perfect, I might do that for him.
You'd have put that out there. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Have an amazing Christmas, and please take Christmas Day off and just chill.
I will, man. I'll pass those numbers on to you.
Yeah, sure, see if that's all right, if that's okay. Give it down. It's Matt Terry, everybody!
Thank you,
brother! Oh, Matt Terry. I take back everything I said about him. Mm. What a really nice chap he was.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Chip shop paper still, but nice, nice guy nevertheless.
I think you're wrong.
Now, a guy... Well, I've got Skype open at work today. For no real reason.
It is that fader, isn't it?
It is.
That fader.
This fader makes a weird... If only you can tell this at home, this is a bit of... Again, if our engineers listen to this. There's a fader we have here, which has the PC on, which makes a humming noise really badly.
Not good.
Should we ring a guy I used to work with?
Howell?
Howell from Howell and Jamie.
God, that was a good show, that was.
Howell and Jamie did one of the best radio shows.
And Howell off of the radio show is on Skype.
He's on Skype now, so we're ringing him.
Is my Skype that's still open?
Yeah, it's actually your Skype, yeah. I wonder if he's going to pick up. This would be really disappointing if he doesn't pick up, won't it?
Mm.
Jesus, his photo on Skype is mental. Look at that.
Hello?
Howell! Hey! It's Tom and Louie here, hello.
What?
You are on the podcast.
What on earth is this?
How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. Just doing something very boring on my computer and then you pop up.
We're here to lighten up your day.
If only that was possible.
Hey! See, you're going to regret saying that when you listen to this back, because I've just said very nice things about you.
Oh, God. Now I feel like I've kicked a puppy for Christmas.
Yeah, you should feel bad about that. What are you doing on your computer right now?
Oh, my God. I'm writing an invoice.
That's
how exciting.
That is the most Monday thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Did you say Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Are you aware of the word mundane?
I'm aware of that word, yeah.
I just wonder if you're heading for mundane and have never understood that that's the actual word.
No, it's a... Well, no, I get the word Monday. Are you anywhere near your piano? That would be good podcast material.
Yes.
Do you want to play something for us, Howell, please?
Jeez.
Come on!
Right, hang on.
Perform for us! Perform for us!
Hang on.
Do you have any Christmas music, Howell?
Yeah, what do you want?
Driving Home for Christmas? Can you do that?
I've never played it before.
I've played it every night.
Every single night. That's not driving home for Christmas.
It is. It's kind of all one thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like, hang on a minute. You've broken my piano because...
Why don't you play something you know? Why don't we do something you know?
All right.
Play something you know, Howell.
Yeah, come on.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Make the Yuletide gay. And from now on, your troubles will be miles away. So
have yourself a merry little Christmas
day. Yeah! That was great!
Thanks.
Oh,
that's a surprise.
That was really nice. And we'll leave you to it now. We've got your skill and we'll move on.
What you do? What happens on this podcast? Is this a long introduction to clips from the show?
You know it.
This is actually the final clip, mate.
Is it?
This is it now. It ends.
There's one more clip after this.
This is it. It's over.
This is the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of good, I guess. Isn't it a nice way to end with that bit of song?
Well, indeed. And make sure for Christmas that you subscribe to the Box Set Pod.
fade him down. Bye, Howell.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. And that's the end of the podcast. Should we leave it there?
Let's leave it there.
In fact, Howell, do you want to say our catchphrase at the end? We have a catchphrase. Do you want to say that? It's sleep well. Is it sleep well?
Sleep well.
Yeah, it's sleep well.
Sleep well.
Sleep well.
That was Tom Green's Poddy McPodcast. Catch Tom weekdays from 7 a.m. on The Hits.